Watcher, and a very big welcome from me, Mike Wynne. Well, at last, we've triggered Article 50, so let's now enjoy this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. And we're going to start with, well, almost a rocker.
We'll be right back.
And that was the traditional song Red River Valley. You may well remember the Johnny and the Hurricanes' 1959 UK top tenor, Red River Rock, based obviously on the same traditional song. Its derivation is unknown, and it goes under a plethora of names. Bright Laurel Valley, Cowboy Love Song, In the Bright Mohawk Valley, Bright Little Valley, and so on. Here as Red River Valley, it's on an April 2016 Connecticut recording by guitarist John Schofield, and this Impulse CD is called Country for Old Men, the country referring to country music. Schofield has often flirted with jazz interpretations of country music, and with much success. Steve Swallow is on bass, with the far younger Larry Golding's Hammond organ and Bill Stewart drums. I did fade that out a tad early. Let's slow way down. That's the title song of a recent Kit Downs album called Quiet Tiger. It's on Basho Records. This is a stunning CD with quite different sounds throughout. At the heart of the album is the trio of Downs piano, Callum Gourley bass and James Madron drums, with a couple of guest musos popping up on the occasional track. Luckily for us, both on Quiet Tiger. James Allsop bass clarinet and Adrian Denefeld on cello. Many, many people are thanked in the very sparse liner notes. Mum, Dad, Brother Nick, the 606, Johnny B, he was good, Guinness and David Attenborough, to name but a few of them. Next, it's Tubbs, live at Ronnie's. Thank you. This LP was recorded over two evenings at Ronnie Scott's in May 62, and the title is Late Spot at Ronnie's. Tubbs is on tenor on most songs, but vibes, as you heard there, on Angel Eyes. Jimmy Dutcher plays a wonderful muted trumpet, Gordon Beck piano, Freddie Logan bass and Alan Ganley drums. Ganley arranged Angel Eyes, Tubbs arranged all the other songs on the album, including his own compo, The Sausage Scraper. Together with Stan Tracy, you could make a very good case for Tubby Hayes and Jimmy Dutcher being the three very best jazz musos the UK has ever produced, with our next artist not that far behind them. From the then-named Johnny Dankworth, his LP England's Ambassador of Jazz, recorded in London May 59 and released in the US to coincide with his big band tour, a successful tour, even if it is a bit cold to Newcastle. It's a 16-piece big band of all the best of British, all the arrangements by David Lindup. Johnny, soon to be playing John, wrote that song, Desperate Dan. Lots and lots of Brits so far this week. Let's hear from an American. Thank you. This Telarc CD is called Jazz Roots, a solo piano album by McCoy Tyner, recorded in Stamford, Connecticut in June 2000 to honour the 20th century piano players, jazz ones obviously. And yes, that was for Errol Garner and his timeless Misty. Amazingly, I didn't choose Summertime, was tempted though. Ellingtonian time, arguably, after Ellington himself, the Ellingtonian.
Trends in jazz come and go just as in other art forms, but there are always those monuments that withstand a sometimes fickle society and remain solidly aloof and still poignant. Rembrandt is one of these, and our guest today is another, Mr. Johnny Hodges.
This is a very strange album in many ways. A Storyville LP, and they, Storyville, are one of the most respected of jazz labels in that their liner notes are always detailed and accurate. Here they are waffly, and they are limited to a mere history of the artists involved. This LP was released in 81, and it features Johnny Hodges on side one, trumpeter Charlie Shavers on side two. With the exception of two tracks, one on each side, the rest feature Hodges or Shavers, backed by the Al Waslin Trio, Waslin Piano, Joe Schmaltz on bass, Ed Nill drums, recorded in Columbus, Ohio. Date unknown, most likely late 54, early 55. If you remember, Hodges returned to the Ellington Band on the 1st of August, 55. It's rare, very rare, to see Hodges as the solitary horn on a recording session. Waslin only made one LP as a leader, and that was 12 years later, 67. So this undocumented recording session with Johnny and Charlie didn't exactly catapult him to the stars. And then, to cap it all, there was that over-the-top MC introing each song. Rembrandt? We heard Perdido. But, what music from Hodges. I recently bought an Andrew Hill LP. Joy of Joys, Lee Morgan is on it.
Thank you.
a Blue Note LP recorded August 68, recording engineer Rudy Van Gelder. And the LP is called Grassroots. Pianist Andrew Hill is the leader, and he wrote all the songs on the album, including, therefore, Venture Inward, quote, exploring the self, unquote. Hill's piano playing is superb, but almost overshadowed by the frontmen he chose for this session. Lee Morgan trumpet, Booker Irvin tenor, plus the legend himself Ron Carter bass and Freddie Waits drums. A good chum from New York has just alerted me to a new film. I called him Morgan, a jazz tale of talent and tragedy. The New York Times gave it a rave review. Lots of music alongside, obviously, Lee Morgan's story. Here's another Brit.
Thank you.
This Atlantic LP is called Dudley Moore, the theme from Beyond the Fringe and All That Jazz, and that indeed was the Beyond the Fringe theme. Dud wrote all the music for that hit show. It was a smash in the West End and on Broadway. Hearing the theme again, it's surprising it hasn't been covered much, much more. Peter McGurk on bass, Chris Caron drums. Dudley's regular sidemen, recorded August 62 in London. And from London to Stockholm in Sweden. That's from an Arne Domleris LP on Fantastic called Blue and Yellow. The cover photo shows all seven members of the so-called Swedish All-Stars in T-shirts, some fitting a little tighter than others. All of the tees with the Swedish blue and yellow flag emblazoned across the front. We heard altoist Arne Domleris just last week, so I chose the track that just featured Bent Holberg on piano and George Rydell bass. Altoist Arne was hugely influenced by Johnny Hodges, and, by association, there are three Strayhorn compos on this LP. Johnny Hodges soloed on all three original recordings. Chelsea Bridge and Johnny Come Lately with the full sextet, and this gorgeous duet on Blood Count, recorded in the Concert Hall of the Royal Academy of Music, Stockholm, July 82. It's trombone time. Oh dear, crackly old ABC Paramount LP. I've just noticed that the liner notes are by Al Jazbo Collins, who we talked of just last week. Small world, inevitably. This LP is called Irby Green, Blues and Other Shades of Green, recorded in New York, October 55. It's the Irby Green Quintet, Irby trombone, but vibes on one track. Dave McKenna piano, Jimmy Rainey guitar, Percy Heath bass and Kenny Clark drums. Some lineup, huh? Forgotten just how good this LP is. That was the Rodgers and Hart compo, Thou Swell. Irby Green very generously gives McKenna two solo piano tracks on this LP, and they are so good, I'm going to save one of them for later in the show. It's vocal time.
I want to kiss you, baby. I want to tear your fear apart. If you let me, I want to touch your very soul and ease your troubled heart. And I do want to love you, baby. And I want to hold you in my arms. And when we are together, darling, then the world can't do you no harm. Can't do you no harm. And I wanna please you, baby. So, if it's itching, just tell me where to scratch. You got to help me, mama. Help me. Help me, baby. Help me. You got to show me just where it's at. Help me, baby. When you are in my arms, baby, remember, darling, I say the world can't do you no harm, can't do you no harm. Oh, baby, hugging and kissing and loving and scratching, mama, ain't nothing wrong with that. They can't do us no harm.
An LP called Joe Williams Live, even though it was recorded in a fantasy studio. Fantasy Studio A, in fact, but in front of a live audience, August 73. That was Joe Williams' own song, Tell Me Where to Scratch. That cornet was played by Nat Adderley. His bro Cannibal was also there on alto, but in the background. George Duke, electric piano, Carol Kay, electric bass, Roy McCurdy, drums, and King Erison, conga. Let's hear from Prez, Lester Young, with Body and Soul. And who's the pianist, I wonder?
Mm-hmm.
Body and soul had become synonymous with Coleman Hawkins in jazz circles, but that didn't stop Lester Young recording this wonderful version. L.A., July 1942. Lester tenor, of course. The pianist? Nat King Cole and Red Callender bass. Impresario Norman Granz suggested the tenor-piano bass lineup and Nat Cole as the pianist, and it was Prez's very first recording session as a leader. He made a single radio broadcast before this, but that's not the real thing as having an album, an LP, with your own name on it. And this was in the few years, 40 to 43, that Prez had with his own band before rejoining Count Basie. Here's that Dave McKenna piano solo I mentioned earlier from the Irby Green LP. It's Ellington's compo, Warm Valley.
Thank you.
And I do hope you've enjoyed all the numbers this week and that you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another episode of The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.